are live at Google.
Yay!
And yay. Here I have Diana.
Hello.
And
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yes, that's okay. It's been a long
and
day.
We are literally and Dana.
Yeah.
And we're literally about 20 feet away from where one of the founders of Google will be addressing us shortly in an interview style presentation.
Yay!
We're really excited. So, Diana, what's been the highlight of this conference, this Breakthrough Learning Conference for you so far?
Aside from the fabulous food at the moment, reconnecting with some great friends, having deep conversations about the impact of educational technology on a global scale, and yeah, that's it.
And you, Cheryl?
Just the most amazing discussions coming out of the panelists. It really makes you think, ponder, and also being around so many people that kind of have the vision that you hope to see in education, and it really gives you a lot of hope for the future instead of being discouraged by some of the walls that you run into when you're back on your campus.
And that hope needs to be translated to teachers. Like, as I think it was Katie Salen who said, we need to re-inspire the teachers.
That's
that
right.
I think
that was Karen.
That was Karen Cater, sorry.
Right.
Oh, yeah, how can I forget? Karen Cater said that. And I'm also going to take away the one piece where people have called for a national campaign around awareness of 21st century skills to be leveraged. And I think we do have that with the Partnership for 21st Century Skills, but it has to be a larger scale. It has to be some sort of really targeted parent education program, in my opinion. But I think we need something like that. It reminds me of when I was in Singapore last year, and they have campaigns to get you to do whatever they want you to do,
wow,
for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And for instance, they, you know, if you're in, one of the problems they have there is dengue fever, I think. And so you can't have standing water where the mosquitoes can, you know, roost. And so there's like all this signage all over the place about no standing water and you get fined for it, whatever. And I'm not suggesting that we try to indoctrinate, you know, Americans into a certain way of thinking, but we need to make this forefront on our priorities of things.
And I think just like with H1N1, where the government and everybody is stepping in to educate us all, to talk about it, because we have this big crisis on our hands, the same kind of thing can really go on with 21st century education. If people would just jump on board, everybody would do it. It's not indoctrination, it's education. And I agree, a campaign would be just an amazing thing and would really move us forward. I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm nervous about these things having like next steps, really concrete things that can happen that, you know, how do we include more teachers in this? How do we start rebuilding our education system in a very practical way?
Well, I'm glad to see Ellen Moyer here. She's the new teacher center. She's actually my professor when I got my teaching credential.
Okay.
And she's not one of the people I would see as being very technologically supportive. She's interested, but where I see a big difference being possible is teacher preparation and ongoing professional development. We have these national educational technology standards. We have parts of our 21st century skills. It goes in one ear, out the other. You know, we'll have these strategic plans that are developed by superintendents, and they'll come back and they'll talk about digital portfolio or global learning or whatever the buzzwords are. And it comes down to it. You walk into the classroom, door closes, and what happens on the other side of that door? Only the teacher knows. So then it's up to the parents and the students to push up on the teacher and say, no, 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 you need to be doing this. From the superintendent and the board down on the teacher and the principals to say, no, 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 you need to be doing this. And drive out those people who are just like, you can't tell me what to do. Because when it comes to technology, they just say, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
It's too hard, I don't have it.
Especially, I think, in districts where the teachers have had a lot of autonomy. They opt out. But I think also the problem fundamentally, I'm teaching a class right now at a local college in Chicago. And I have actually a really good group this quarter. I can't complain too much. But just because they're young doesn't mean that they're technologically adept and know how to integrate technology well. That is something that is a complete misconception that I've actually heard on the panels today talked about a little bit. But the schools of education, these classes, like I'm teaching a basic intro to technology integration class, it's not mandatory. It's optional.
Wow.
So it has to be something. If the professors aren't digitally literate themselves, how are we going to get these teachers?
Please welcome James Bennett, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, and Sergey Brin.
Here we go.